news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Welcome to the Trump Depression. The Labor Department's April employment report released Friday morning shows the U.S. economy lost a record 20.5 million jobs last month as the coronavirus crisis shut down businesses across the country. The losses pushed up the unemployment rate from 4.4% to 14.7%, the highest rate since 1939, late in the Great Depression. The government reported Thursday that 3.2 million more people filed new claims for unemployment benefits last week, bringing the total to 33.5 million people in the last 7 weeks. Democratic lawmakers are preparing to release another massive relief bill next week. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said this package needs to be, quote, Rooseveltian. Nancy Pelosi told reporters that the bill's release is imminent and is expected to include at least $800 billion in funding directed to state and local governments, along with money for COVID-19 testing and food stamp funding, unemployment support, and other direct payouts for the needy and unemployed. But Republican senators are trying to tamp down those expectations, signaling their unwillingness to help the American public. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana saying, quote, well, people in hell want ice water, too. I mean, everybody has an idea and a bill, usually to spend more money. It's like a Labor Day mattress sale around here. Yeah, he actually said that. Meanwhile, Senators Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris are expected to propose Friday monthly checks of $2,000 to those who make less than $120,000. Well, more than 40 states are at least partially reopened now, but Americans are still divided by uncertainty and confusion. The Trump administration shelved the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's lengthy set of recommendations for reopening the country, which lays out more detailed suggestions than the White House guidelines shared last month. Even then, health experts warn that no state meets all the White House criteria for reopening. Amazing. And it was bound to happen. One of Donald Trump's personal valets has tested positive for coronavirus. The valet, who wasn't identified publicly, is a member of the Navy and part of an elite military unit that works closely with the president and his family. So the test result raised concerns that Trump could have been exposed to the virus. Trump was reportedly very upset when he learned of the valet's test result and was subsequently retested by the White House physician. Stay tuned. In non-COVID news, a bombshell dropped Thursday as the Justice Department moved to drop its criminal case against Trump's former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn. Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about his contact with Russia's ambassador before Trump's inauguration. He later tried to withdraw his plea, saying he was pressured into giving it. Right. The DOJ investigated, and Attorney General William Barr said that the FBI's interview of Flynn was unjustified, so his statements weren't material, even if untrue. Huh?
The fact remained that he lied.
Well, you know, people sometimes plead to things that turn out not to be crimes.
When history looks back on this decision, how do you think it will be written?
Well, history's written by the winner, so it largely depends on who's writing the history.
Federal Judge Emmett Sullivan must now decide whether to dismiss the case. Trump said the reversal showed Flynn was an innocent man. Critics said the move was the latest in a series of efforts by Attorney General Barr to chip away at the results of former special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. The Georgia Bureau of Investigations announced Thursday that Gregory Michael, 64, and his 34-year-old son Travis McMichael have finally been arrested for the fatal February shooting of Ahmaud Arbery. Both men were charged with murder and aggravated assault. Arbery, a black man, was jogging through a Glynn County neighborhood on February 23rd when the McMichaels, who are white, began chasing him in a pickup truck. They told police they thought he was responsible for recent burglaries in the neighborhood, although no such crimes were reported in the weeks before the shooting. The arrests came 2 days after a video emerged showing Travis McMichael holding a shotgun as he confronted the unarmed Arbery in the street. There's a scuffle, three shots are fired, and Arbery stumbles and falls to the ground. Sickening. And finally, another shoe dropped Thursday in Tara Reid's accusation of sexual harassment by Joe Biden. The San Luis Obispo, California Tribune obtained a court document from 1996 that shows former Senate staffer Reid told her ex-husband she was sexually harassed while working for Biden in 1993. Reid's then-husband, Theodore Dronin, wrote the court declaration. At the time, Dronin was contesting a restraining order Reid filed against him just days after he filed for divorce. In it, he writes, Reid told him about, quote, a problem she was having at work regarding sexual harassment in U.S. Senator Joe Biden's office. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.